Chapter 4.
Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the judgments that I am teaching you to do, in order that you may live and you may go in and you may take possession of the land that Yahuwah, the Elohim of your ancestors, is giving to you.
You must not add to the word that I am instructing you, and you shall not take away from it in order to keep the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim that I am instructing you to observe. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did with the case of Baalpeor, for each man that followed after Baalpeor Yahweh your Elohim destroyed from your midst. But you, the ones holding fast to Yahweh your Elohim, are all alive today. See, I now teach you statutes and judgments just as Yahweh my Elohim has instructed me, to observe them just so in the midst of the land where you are going, to take possession of it. And you must observe them diligently, for that is your wisdom and your insight before the eyes of the people, who will hear all of these statutes, and they will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what great nation has for it a Elohim near to it as Yahweh our Elohim, whenever we call upon Him? And what other great nation has for it just statutes and judgments like this whole Torah that I am setting before you today? However, take care for yourself and watch your inner self closely, so that you do not forget the things that your eyes have seen, so that they do not slip from your mind all the days of your life. And you shall make them known to your children and to your grandchildren. Remember the day that you stood before Yahweh your Elohim at Horeb when Yahweh said to me, "Summon for me the people so that I can tell them my words, that they may learn to fear me all of the days they are alive on the earth and so that they may teach their children." And so you came near, and you stood under the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire up to the heart of the heaven, dark with a very thick cloud. And Yahweh spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard a sound of words, but you did not see a form, only a voice.
And He declared to you His covenant, the 10 instructions, which He charged you to observe, and He wrote them on the 2 tablets of stone. And Yahweh charged me at that time to teach you the statutes and judgments for your observation of them in the land that you are about to cross into to take possession of it. So you must be very careful for yourselves, because you did not see any form on the day Yahweh spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not ruin yourselves and make for yourselves a divine image in a form of any image, a replica of male or female, a replica of any animal that is upon the earth, a replica of any winged bird that flies in the air,
a replica of any creeping thing on the ground, a replica of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And do this so that you do not lift your eyes toward heaven and observe the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of the heaven, and be led astray and bow down to them and serve them, things that Yahweh your Elohim has allotted to all of the peoples under all of the heaven. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you out from the furnace of iron, from Egypt, to be a people of inheritance Toghim, as it is this day. And Yahweh was angry with me because of you, and He swore that I would not cross the Jordan and that I would not go to the good land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving you as an inheritance. For I am going to die in this land, I am not going to cross the Jordan, but you are going to cross, and you are going to take possession of this good land. Watch out for yourselves so that you do not forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim that He had made with you, and make for yourselves a divine image of the form of anything that Yahweh your Elohim has forbidden.
For Yahweh your Elohim is a devouring fire, a jealous Elohim. When you have had children and grandchildren and you have grown old in the land and you act corruptly and you make a divine image of the form of anything and you do evil in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim, thus provoking Him to anger, I call to witness against you today the heaven and the earth, that you will perish soon and completely from the land that you are crossing the Jordan into it to take possession of it. You will not live long on it, but you will be completely destroyed, and Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations to where Yahweh will lead you, and you will there serve gods made by human hands, of wood and stone, gods that cannot see and cannot hear and cannot eat and cannot smell. But from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim and will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. In your distress when all these things have found you in the latter days, then you will return to Yahweh your Elohim, and you will listen to his voice. For Yahweh your Elohim is a compassionate Elohim. He will not abandon you, and he will not destroy you, and he will not forget the covenant of your ancestors that he swore to them. Yes, ask, please, about former days that preceded you from the day that Elohim created humankind on the earth. Ask even from one end of the heaven up to the other end of heaven whether anything ever happened like this great thing or whether anything like it was ever heard. Has a people ever heard the voice of Elohim speaking from the midst of the fire, just as you heard it, and lived? Or has a god ever attempted to go to take for himself a nation from the midst of a nation, using trials and signs and wonders and war, with an outstretched arm and with great and awesome deeds, like all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes? You yourselves were shown this wonder in order for you to acknowledge that Yahweh is the Elohim. There is no other Elohim besides him. From heaven he made you hear his voice to teach you, and on the earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from the midst of the fire. And because he loved your ancestors he chose their descendants after them, and he brought you forth from Egypt with his own presence, by his great strength, to drive out nations greater and more numerous than you from before you, to bring you and to give to you their land as an inheritance, as it is this day. So you shall acknowledge today, and you must call to mind that Yahweh is Elohim in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other Elohim, and you shall keep his statutes and his instructions that I am instructing you today, so that it may go well for you and for your children after you, and so that you may remain a long time on the land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you during all of those days. Then Moses set apart 3 cities on the other side of the Jordan, toward the east, in order for a manslayer to flee there who has killed his neighbor without intent and was not hating him previously, and so he could flee to one of these cities and be safe. He set apart Pisah in the wilderness in the land of the plateau of the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. Now this is the Torah that Moses set before the Israelites. These are the testimonies, statutes and judgments that Moses spoke to the Israelites when they left Egypt, beyond the Jordan in the valley opposite Bethpeor in the land of Sihon the king of the Amorites, who was reigning in Heshbon and whom Moses and the Israelites defeated when they came out of Egypt. And so they took possession of his land and the land of Og king of Bashan, the 2 kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, eastward, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the Wadi of Arnon and as far as Mount Sirion, that is, Hermon, and all of the Arabah beyond the Jordan, eastward, and as far as the Sea of the Arabah under the slopes of Pisgah.
Chapter 5.
And then Moses summoned all of Israel and said to them, "Hear, Israel, the statutes and the judgments that I am speaking in your ears today, and you shall learn them, and you must observe them diligently. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us at Horeb. It was not with our ancestors that Yahweh made this covenant, but with these of us who are here alive today. Face to face Yahweh spoke with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire. I was standing between Yahweh and you at that time to report to you the word of Yahweh, for you were afraid because of the presence of the fire, and so you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. There shall not be for you other Elohims besides me. You shall not make for yourself a divine image of any type of form that is in the heaven above or that is on the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, and you shall not serve them, for I, Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, punishing the guilt of fathers upon their children and upon the third and upon the fourth generation of those hating me, but showing loyal love to thousands of those who love me and of those who keep my instructions. You shall not take up the name of Yahweh your Elohim for a worthless purpose, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished anyone who uses his name for a worthless purpose. Observe the Sabbath day to make it set apart, just as Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you. 6 days you shall work, and you shall do all of your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not do any work, or your son, or your daughter, or your slave, or your slave woman, or your ox, or your donkey, or any of your domestic animals, or your resident alien who is in your towns, so that your slave and your slave woman may rest as you rest. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim brought you out with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim instructed you to keep the Sabbath. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh your Elohim instructed you, so that it will be good for you in the land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. You shall not murder. And you shall not commit adultery. And you shall not steal. And you shall not falsely bear evidence against your neighbor. And you shall not covet the wife of your neighbor, and you shall not crave the house of your neighbor, his field or his slave woman or his ox and his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. These words Yahweh spoke to your whole assembly at the mountain from the midst of the fire and the very thick cloud with a loud voice, and he did not add anything, and then he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And THENR when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, and as the mountain was burning with fire, and all the heads of your tribes and your elders approached me, you said, Look, Yahweh our Elohim has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. This day we have seen that Elohim can speak with a human being, yet he remains alive. And so then why shall we die? For this great fire will consume us if we continue to hear the voice of Yahweh our Elohim any longer, and so we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking from the midst of the fire as we have heard it and remained alive? You go near and hear everything that Yahweh our Elohim will say, and then you tell us all that Yahweh our Elohim tells you, and we will listen, and we will do it. And Yahweh heard the sound of your words when you spoke to me, and Yahweh said to me, I have heard the sound of the words of this people that they have spoken to you. They are right with respect to all that they have spoken. If only they had such a mind, that is, to fear me and to keep all my instructions at all times, so that it will go well for them and for their children forever. Go, say to them, return to your tents. But you stand here with me, And let me tell you all of the instructions and the statutes and the judgments that you shall teach them, so that they may do them in the land that I am giving to them to take possession of it. So you must be careful to do just as Yahweh your Elohim instructed you. You shall not turn to the right or to the left. In exactly the path that Yahweh your Elohim has instructed, you must go, so that you may live and it will go well for you and you may live long in the land that you will take possession of.
Chapter 6.
Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the judgments, that Yahweh your Elohim charged to teach to you for you to observe in the land that you are about to cross over into to take possession of it, so that you may revere Yahweh your Elohim by keeping all his statutes and his instructions that I am instructing you, you and your children and grandchildren, all the days of your life and so you may live long lives. And you shall hear, Israel, and be careful to observe these instructions, so that it may go well for you and that you may multiply greatly, just as Yahweh, the Elohim of your ancestors, promised you, in a land with milk and honey. Here, Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is unique. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. And these words that I am instructing you today shall be on your heart. And you shall recite them to your children, and you shall talk about them at the time of your living in your house and at the time of your going on the road and at the time of your lying down and at the time of your rising up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as an emblem between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorframe of your house and on your gates. And then it will happen that when Yahweh your Elohim will bring you to the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to you large and fine cities that you did not build, and houses full of all sorts of good things that you did not fill, and hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant, and you have eaten your fill, then take care for yourself, so that you do not forget Yahweh, who brought you out from the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall serve him, and by his name you shall swear. You shall not go after other Elohims from the Elohims of the peoples who are all around you, for Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous Elohim in your midst, so that the anger of Yahweh your Elohim would be kindled, and he would destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not put Yahweh your Elohim to the test, as you tested him at Massah. You shall diligently keep the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim and his testimonies and his statutes that he has instructed you. And you shall do what is right and good in the eyes of Yahweh, so that it shall go well for you and so that you may go and you may take possession of the good land that Yahweh swore for your ancestors, by driving out all of your enemies before you, just as Yahweh has promised. When your child asks you in the future, saying, "What is the meaning of the testimonies, statutes and the judgments that Yahweh our Elohim instructed for you?" Then you shall say to your child, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out from Egypt with a strong hand. And Yahweh gave great and awesome signs and wonders in Egypt against Pharaoh and against his entire household in our presence. But he brought us out from there in order to bring us here to give us the land that he swore to our ancestors. And so Yahweh instructed us to observe all the Torah and to revere Yahweh our Elohim for our benefit all the days that we live, as it is today. And it shall be righteousness for us if we diligently observe all of these instructions before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has instructed us,